threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect.
And a new study out of Canada finding that people who indulge in a lot of red meat and a lot of cheese actually tend to live longer, especially people who had 120 grams of unprocessed meat and 3 portions of dairy every day. Those eating this kind of diet saw their chances of a fatal heart attack drop by over 20%, according to these researchers, who say that eating fruits and vegetables, though, is still very important. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 78 degrees in Flemington, and the humidity is slowly getting out of here, and there's a lot of thumping going on over here. Comfy?
You're going to say out of hand or out of here? Slowly
here.
Getting out of hand, the humidity?
It should be getting out. It should be in hand and getting out of here. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers, and then for the foreseeable future, at least the next week, there's a 30 or 40% chance of showers every day. Temperatures low to mid-80s.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Woodbury and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. This Saturday is September 1st, which means the savings start rolling in at local businesses when you flash your Hunterton County Library card. We'll explain. Entries are now being accepted for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show on display at HCL in October 2018. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun, and make a groovy lemon pie? Jennifer Woodbury can.
I got the sigh part down. I love the way Sammy Davis sounds in it. I love his voice so much.
You do?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. That was one of my favorite songs as a kid because of the sound
of his voice. I
thought
that was written for Willy Wonka. No?
Sammy
or that was
Davis.
Just co-opted by the Willy Wonka movies because it fit the theme?
Maybe, but I remember Sammy Davis singing it.
Oh, interesting. We'll have to try to find out the origins of the Candyman. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is back. Story Slam at NCB. Our September lineup of concerts and speakers. And much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Is it some anniversary for Mr. Springsteen or something?
No, you were going to do the honeymooners, so I thought you said every other week, so I didn't bring any.
And prove it all night is what came to your mind?
I knew you wouldn't have any complaints about it. Okay, so the Candyman originally appeared in the 1971 Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory song, written by Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley specifically for the film.
Oh, Anthony Newley, huh?
Yes. The soundtrack version is sung by Audrey Woods, who played Bill, the candy store owner. And then Sammy Davis, it's on Sammy Davis Jr. Now album.
So it was written for Willy Wonka.
It was, in 1972.
Groovy lemon pies. It's not candy. A lemon pie isn't candy, Jennifer.
That's true.
What album is Prove It All Night on? Here's your first trivia question of the hour.
The River.
Incorrect.
No idea.
Darkness on the Edge of Town, which is Bruce Springsteen's fourth album.
I knew
the
it
one
wasn't.
He followed up Born to Run with. And people were disappointed a little bit, Jennifer. People really? Around me, I remember. Because, I mean, you can't come up with two Born to Runs in a row. But people just didn't appreciate Darkness on the Edge of Town when it first came out. Because it was dark. It was depressing.
No, I like it. I like it better than
I like. Born to I Run. Think sometimes I like it better than like Born it. To Run, too. But it didn't, you know.
But you know I like moody, depressing
things. Exactly. Bruce had a lot of that for you. Working Town, Freehold, etc., etc. The Lions of Everyday People.
That's right.
He's our working class hero, Jennifer. Even though he never really worked a day in his life.
Good for him.
Good for him. I guess he's working now, though. 5 days a week.
Remember me?
That's a Broadway show. Now what are you doing, Jennifer?
I was going to play the Candyman.
Oh, okay. Well, let's concentrate here. So we wrapped up our summer concerts last week. The summer is almost unofficially over. Labor Day is this weekend. Happy Labor Day. Do you say Happy Labor Day, Jennifer?
Did we or can we?
Do people say Happy Labor Day?
I don't.
Is that a thing?
I don't think so. But we are the people it was intended for.
Do you have plans for this Labor Day weekend?
No.
No plans at all?
I plan on cleaning the house.
Just worried about that pipe at home?
I'm willing the water to stay in the pipe another 3 days.
That's what I say. You are. You're going to sit home just worrying about that pipe, aren't you?
I'm going to sit home and clean the house.
So September is upon us, coming this Saturday, which means it's time for our Discounts with Your Library Card promotion. September, if you may not know, is National Library Card Month. Yes, library cards have their own month, Jennifer. There's Women's History Month and Black History Month and Library Card Month. Library cards are that important. So we will be offering, not we, but local businesses starting on Saturday will be offering discounts just by showing your Hunterdon County Library Card or your free or the Flemington Free Public Library Card. There's different discounts for each of the businesses. There'll be signs in each business, so in case you forget, you'll be reminded. We have brochures with all of the participating businesses listed. You can pick one of those up at any of the county libraries or online at hclibrary.us. And then just carry that around with you, so when you're out and about, you can save some money. Here's just a quick rundown of who is participating. We want to thank these businesses for helping us out. Be Here Now Yoga, Gymnastics Unlimited, Hunterdon County YMCA, Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, the Gardner Family Chiropractic, Great Clips of Flemington and Clinton, Jersey Community Acupuncture, Leo Family Dental, Basil Bandwagons, Natural Market in Flemington and Clinton, Factory Fuel over on Stengel Road, Garden State Salad, Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, Grateful Bites, Jersey Mike Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe, Lone Eagle Brewing, Max's Market and Eatery of Califon, Red Mill Museum Village, St. Paul Christian Preschool, Act 2 Books, Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, that's a pet store, Jennifer, The Book Garden, Burkett Supply Company, Comic Fusion, Ink Junction, Fish and Pets Plus, Freedom Art and Framing, Higgins News Agency on Main Street, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self Storage, Sunbeam General Store, Twice Told Tales, Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, The Vintage Shop, which is in Clinton, Crown Trophy of Flemington with our friend Jim Gannot, Darrow Sporting Edge, Sneakers Plus, Attachments Jewelry, Beyond Bijou, Jennifer, 50% off one item at Beyond Bijou, which is located in Clinton, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill the Shops of Flemington, Enjoy Yourself, which is also on Stengel Road, and Sage Boutique. So all of these businesses are offering discounts to show your library card. If you visit them all, the savings could be astronomical, Jennifer.
It sure could.
Not too soon to start Christmas shopping.
And we need to thank, special thanks to Jim Gannot and Chris Gacko, and I don't know who else, but they are definitely inaugural members. Gackos. They are inaugural members.
Yes, we want to thank Joan Sabo for, she spearheads this program for us. She was assisted by Kathy Monty, Cheryl Grotrian, probably. Grotrian?
Grotrian?
How do you pronounce Cheryl's last name?
I don't know. Grotrian?
You don't know how to pronounce someone in your department's last name.
Nope. I think it's Grotrian. I've never heard her say it. I think it's Grotrian.
Grotrian. It's an unusual name.
But Kathy and Joan were. I think it's Scandinavian.
Yes, so thank you, Joan, for taking care of all this. She might be listening, Jennifer.
She's not. She's
Hi,
walking
Joan.
Main Street.
Oh.
I just saw her on Main Street with a fistful of flyers in her pocket.
So, yeah, she said Joan is out right now distributing the flyers and the signs, so we're all ready for Saturday. We don't ever rest at the Hunter and County Library, Jennifer. There's always something on the horizon. We prove it all night and all day.
Yes, we do.
The bad. So I mentioned the summer concerts wrapped up. We had a brief show by the Summer Swing Orchestra because the rains interrupted the show, Jennifer.
I saw.
But
that.
All three shows at the Hunter and County Library this year went off with beautiful weather. We had Ray Vaughan. I actually saw our boys, our British Invasion years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did
They're
you
doing
see?
Fine. They say there's a chance they might be playing Vegas, like on a steady gig.
Oh, good for them. So where did you see them?
Down in Asbury Park.
At the dinner club?
Yes.
I was at a meeting yesterday, and I was talking to Barbara. I think her last name is Vogel, but it might be Voigt. I'm the head of the planning. And she schedules the parks departments, and she wants to get Ray Vaughan for the parks next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Was she at the show this year?
Yes, and she thought they were phenomenal. And okay. I said, no, you can't have them because we need to have them.
Sorry. Tell them to get the British Invasion years. Do they have a bigger budget than we do?
Yes.
Tell them they can have them then.
Yeah.
I let them go. Okay, so September. What else? The other big event?
Let's talk real quick about the big event tonight.
Is it big? What is it?
It's the adult
Why don't
summer,
I know about it?
It's the Adult Summer Reading Club end of the summer party.
Yeah, this is big.
So if you read books in the Adult Summer Reading Club, go to the website real quick and sign up for the program tonight. It's sponsored by the Friends
it's
of the
It's a big year-end
County
party.
Library.
A gala extravaganza.
And there's a locked library escape room. Escape from the library.
Yes, they have a version of an escape room, which is a fun. They always have some fun and games at these parties, as well as refreshments and just good camaraderie, Jennifer.
Yes. So if you participated in the Adult Summer Reading Club, register on the website. And if not, just stop by and tell them Jim and Jennifer send you. All right. So you're chomping at the bit to go to the first commercial break. What is the meaning of that? What is the origin of that?
Jumping at the bit's got to be horse racing.
I would imagine.
Or a horse bridle kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll come back after our first
For eagerness, Jennifer.
Break. Yes.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. About to ask Jennifer Winberry some questions. It's time for Today in History. It's time every Thursday I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the date. Today's August 29th. I actually only have one event today, and I have four people who were born on August 29th. Let's see if Jennifer knows who they are.
Wait, excuse me.
Just by hearing their names. What?
It's August 30th. Did you do August 29th or August 30th?
Oh, did I say it's August 30th then? Yes. Why did I say August 29th?
I don't know.
I'm a day behind, Jennifer. Maybe I time traveled by accident.
I just want to make sure you're asking me about today and not yesterday. So
I'm sure when I put this together yesterday, I had the right date.
Awesome.
He would be
not gonna make
so
a difference.
Thrilled if I was wrong, though, wouldn't you?
It's not going to make a difference either way.
Why?
Because how would I know it
By the way, before we go any further, did you go to the Flemington 4-H Fair?
No.
That's going to be a big no. Why, Jennifer? You always go, I thought.
I usually do. I think it just didn't work out this.
Because you're worried about that pipe, aren't you? It better not be because of that pipe. Or I'm going to come over there and I'm going to just... Is that why?
No.
You're not leaving the house because you're worried this pipe is
going to... You know what? We had a birthday party to go to Friday.
Jean, how many birthdays does that make this year so far?
It was her first birthday this year.
It was Jean?
It was Jean.
Happy birthday, Jean.
It was Jean. It's Mara's Kitty's birthday.
Kitty?
Yes, so we have to go to Kitty's.
Who's Kitty?
She's another one of the gang.
What's her real name?
Catherine.
And where's her birthday party going to be?
Same time, same place.
And where's that?
The Golden Corral. That's where they hang out in Ben Salem.
Until it goes out of business.
Yes.
Because you take up all the tables and not eat, and then they'll move on.
Yeah, actually, we...
You're like a bunch of parasites, you people.
Pretty much.
So the Flemington Fair, I went on Saturday night with my wife.
Oh,
walked
you?
Around. Beautiful, beautiful evening, by the
they
way.
Had
they
really
had great
good
weather.
This
for a change. The fair had beautiful weather.
Yes.
We walked around. It was, we just stopped by the community tent, stopped by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library table. There was a woman there I'd never met before, but she was very good at greeting people.
Good.
So that was nice. They had a Billy Joel tribute band, who was very good, Jennifer. You would have enjoyed it.
Is it the same one the Parks had?
No, it was a different one. They're called We May Be Right is the name of this band.
Can we afford them?
I doubt it. It was like a five-piece band, but they were excellent. The keyboardist, he sounded, and they were very good. I mean, maybe we can look them up, but I'm sure they're expensive. Yeah, maybe we'll look them up. They're called We May Be Right, Jennifer.
Okay.
Walked around, of course, got a little fair food. Saw the animals, the 4-H exhibits.
So what is your favorite fair food?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I like candied apples and corn dogs and what else is there? Anything. I was actually only had a Kona ice, so I was good.
Good. Wow.
So the Flemington 4-H Fair, every tradition here in Hunterdon County, the end of August, right before Labor Day. If you've never been,
Oh, and they're playing the Stranger album right now. Can we have them?
It's a splice of a splice? A slice.
Slice.
Of Americana right here in Huntington County for 5 days at the end of August every year. I'm sure a lot of other counties and places do it, but it's good to keep touching your roots, Jennifer. Now what are you doing?
They're going to be
you're distracted, Jennifer.
I am, because I'm like, I've got this Billy Joel
tribute
band.
You could have
band.
Seen them on Saturday for free.
I didn't know they were there. They're going to be at Triumph Brewery in New Hope tomorrow night.
Are they?
Yeah.
Friday night?
And then Godfrey Daniels in Bethlehem.
Will you go to Triumph? It's a good place.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. But Triumph is nice.
They're going to be at Triumph, in Princeton on the 5th of October. That's a Friday night, though.
I wonder, maybe if they're playing those places, then maybe they're not too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, they're selling tickets, but...
Send them an email.
All right.
Okay, today in history, one event, Jennifer. Let's go back to the year 1464.
Yes.
This is 1464, remember.
Okay.
August 30th, 1464. Pope Paul II succeeds Pope Pius II. My question for you is, what number pope was Pope Paul? What number in succession?
Oh, God.
This is 1464.
46.
So that's what was my trick question. I thought you would lowball it like that. 211.
Wow.
Already in the 1400s, Jennifer.
Wow.
So were there popes like around? Not there weren't popes in Jesus' time, was there?
No, but shortly after, I would imagine.
Okay. That's a good trivia question. How many popes have there been? So now there's probably been 300 and something. How many popes?
Oh, many more. Yeah.
Pope Francis is what number pope?
As soon as I finish sending these guys a message.
Yeah, I wanted the answer to that one.
Okay.
1898, Jennifer.
You said
1898. This person was born on August 30th, 1898. Shirley Booth. No idea she was born in the 1800s. That's amazing to me. Shirley Booth was born in 1898.
She a politician?
No.
Nope, don't know.
Shirley Booth, she's an actress. She played Hazel the Maid in the TV show Hazel.
Oh, wait, was she Mrs. Claus?
And she played Mrs. Claus so many times, it's not even funny. And a lot of those Rankin and Bass specials.
Yes, yes.
The Year Without a Santa Claus, for sure, was Shirley Booth, which is a classic. The classic Mrs. Claus. Because Mrs. Claus saved the day that year. She had to go see Mother Nature.
I know. I love that. That's my favorite one.
In 1908, Fred McMurray was born.
He was the father on My Three Sons.
Very good. Anything else? He was actually a pretty big movie actor.
He was in Flubber.
He's right. The Absent-Minded Professor,
one
Jennifer,
of the Disney
is
studio.
The correct...
He was one of the Disney studios.
Yes. But then he was actually in very serious movies, too, Jennifer. Big actor. 1918, Ted Williams. Was born.
Baseball player. No.
That's all you know about Ted Williams.
I'm sorry.
Debatably, most people don't debate, the greatest hitter of all time, Jennifer, in the history of baseball. Last person hit over 400. Would have had probably the greatest career of all time, but what reason did he not... What reason was his career abbreviated?
Did he die?
No.
No.
He did die. Actually, he's the one who got his brain cryogenically frozen or whatever.
Yeah.
Two wars, Jennifer. He had to go fight in two wars.
Oh, wow.
And at the prime of his career, fought in two. He was a decorated pilot in two wars, Jennifer. Ted Williams. Teddy Baseball. Never tipped his cap to anyone on the field because he had a big ongoing feud with the press. But one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And a great outdoorsman, I guess, later on in life. 1935, John Phillips. This is my last one.
Was he Michelle Phillips'
Very good.
Father?
No.
Husband.
Husband is correct.
Mama and the Papas?
He was a papa. Very good. He was on the. He wrote all their songs. Actually, when his wife was starting to have an affair with one of the members of his band.
He wrote...
I saw her again last night, yes. And then made them sing it on stage and became like a number one hit.
Every time we hear that song, Brian tells me that story. I'm like, revenge. What are you trying to tell me?
What revenge? Mm. The ultimate revenge. All right, that's all I have for today in history.
Wow.
What are you working on over there?
Well, first of all, I had it on my desk. I forgot to take it. The Jim Thatch September bookmark will be out on Saturday.
Yes.
It is a green bookmark. It is a forest scene with a couple of lumberjacks mm-hmm. felling some trees.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a significance behind that or just...
I don't know.
Seemed fall?
I don't know.
Come on.
That's for people to figure out, Jennifer.
All right.
Did you find the words in it and stuff?
I'm not. I just started.
Oh, okay.
Are there more words than just HCL?
Did you like the picture?
I did, but I found it curious, and I feel there's a deeper meaning.
My lips are sealed. That's what I'm going to say.
That means there is. All right, so the other thing I had started working on for you today, and I wasn't sure if you would like it or not, so I was trying to make it in a way that would appeal to you, is Neil Simon...
Neil Simon died. Yes, I know.
Died.
Didn't he write Biloxi Blues?
He did, and that's one of my things. I'm like...
They don't mention it. They don't mention that he wrote that. I saw, read a couple of things when he died,
uh-huh.
and they never in the list like Biloxi Blues.
He wrote... He was a tremendous screenwriter. He wrote for Broadway. He wrote a lot of plays.
Mm-hmm.
He did some TV writing in his early career.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote for the Phil Silvers Show.
So is there, you got some kind of trivia coming
out
of this?
Yeah, he wrote with Sid Caesar. He wrote for Sid Caesar Show of Shows, Carl Reiner.
Okay, what are you getting at?
No, I'm just saying. So he did a lot of things. He was one of the early writers. So first I was thinking, this came to me last night, that I would give you the name of a play and you would say if it was Neil Simon or not.
Okay.
But then I thought, nah, it's kind of tricky. And I didn't know how much of a Neil Simon fan you were.
I know some of his plays.
And some of his plays were adapted into movies.
Right. Was The Goodbye Girl him?
It was. That was Marcia Mason and...
Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss. So then I started just looking, and one of my favorite movies, I don't know how it has escaped me that he wrote this.
Okay.
Murder by Death.
That's one of your favorite movies?
It is. Are you familiar with this?
I'm familiar with Murder by Numbers by the Police.
Okay, now this is Murder by Death. Like, and if you haven't seen it, this is my DVD alert for the
okay.
day. It's 1976. It's an American satirical mystery comedy film.
It was a play first?
It was a play first or only a movie? I think it's only a movie.
Okay.
It's only a movie.
Unimportant.
It had an all-star cast. It was a parody of a traditional country house whodunit, like an Agatha Christie sort
gotcha.
Of
gotcha.
And it featured a group of five renowned detectives, each accompanied by their associate. So there was Inspector Sidney Wang, based on Charlie Chan. Dick and Dora Charleston instead of Nick and Nora Charles. Milo Perrier instead of Hercule Poirot. Sam Diamond instead of Sam Spade. Jessica Marbles instead of Miss Marple. And there was a huge all-star cast, and I didn't know how many, but since you've never seen it, you're not going to be able to name very many of them, are you?
Yeah, tell me who was in it.
Eileen Brennan, Truman Capote was Lionel Twain, their host. James Coco, Peter Falk, Alec Guinness, Elsa Lanchester, David Niven, Peter Sellers, Maggie Smith, Nancy Walker, and Estelle Winwood.
This is a British show. Mostly British actors?
Yes and no. Peter Falk wasn't.
Eileen Brennan is not.
No. So it was...
Okay, sounds interesting. So maybe I'll watch it, Jennifer. So
yeah,
you highly recommend it?
I do. It's very funny.
What year was it made? This sounds like the 70s.
76, yes. And anybody who knows me knows I love late 60s, early 70 movies. Hunterdon.com. So it's right there. So then you mentioned Biloxi Blues.
Starring Matthew Broderick.
It was part of the Eugene trilogy. It tells the story of Eugene Jerome from his adolescence in New York City.
I know another one of the trilogy, Brighton Beach Memoirs.
That's actually the first one.
And there was one after, it was Biloxi Blue, the second one?
Yes, and then Broadway Bound.
Okay.
And it's original, in 1986, he said Brighton Beach was going to be another singular play. I hadn't thought of a trilogy. And it's loosely based
on his own life.
On his own life. So you said Matthew Broderick was the original stage actor in Brighton Beach Memoir, but Jonathan Silverman played him in the film. Matthew Broderick played Eugene in Biloxi Blues in both the film and on stage. And Broadway Bound, Jonathan Silverman played him on stage, and Corey Parker played him. And that's another... I liked Brighton Beach Memoirs the best.
I like the double B of the alliteration with the trilogy, Jennifer.
Yes, that's true. I didn't think of that.
No accident, and I'm sure.
Good catch. And then, of course, what's one of his most favorite, my famous, Neil Simon's most famous plays?
Plaza Suite.
Oh, even more so than that. 1965.
Give me a hint. What's the initials?
O.C.
O.C.? The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple, which went on to be, it was premiered on Broadway in 1965. It was a film in 1966, and then a TV show in 1970. And then it was a cartoon, and then it was revised in 2015. In 1985, he did a female Odd Couple. So.
I guess that would be his most popular.
I don't know. I would think it's...
Talented man, Jennifer.
Most famous. But yeah, so I had like all these sort of questions, like who was in Barefoot in the Park?
Robert Redford. Yes? No.
Yes. And Jane Fonda. The Sunshine Boys.
George Burns.
California Suite. So, yeah, definitely go come to the library and take out a Neil Simon.
Yeah, so we have I'm assuming we have lots of Neil Simon movies in our collection. Am I correct in that, Jennifer?
I'm looking up right now. No, I'm sure we have Murder by Death. We have The Odd Couple. We have Barefoot in the Park. Goodbye Girl. The Heartbreak Kid.
We do not have Biloxi Blues. That was a good movie.
Oh, we do have Biloxi Blues. It's in no particular order.
Okay, so Neil Simon passed away a couple days ago?
26th.
Didn't somebody else just die? John McCain. What am I thinking? And John McCain just died as well.
Yeah, his funeral is this morning.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
You a John McCain fan, Jennifer?
I am.
Quite an extraordinary life, you gotta give him that.
I'm definitely a fan of his life. I don't know if I'm a complete fan of his politics, but that's beside the point. But he's just...
Two failed runs at the presidency, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, I respect him because he was one of the guys that could go across the aisle and get things done, or was willing to do that.
Willing to try.
Some people, most of them won't do that, Jennifer.
And when he was in the prisoner of war camp during Korea, they were going to release him, and he said, no, you got to release us in the order we came into. And during one of the films, the soldiers would film the prisoners. And I don't think it was him, but I think it was someone in his group was blinking a lot. And the people watching the film said, what's going on? And the man was using Morse code to try to blink messages.
Oh, yeah.
So there were a lot of heroes. So he'll be buried at Annapolis. He's chosen that rather than Arlington.
He could have been Arlington, I guess he could have been.
Yes, sure. So.
Very good. Okay, the time is 11:34. Jim Gunnell will be in about 25 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business. We got a lot more to talk about. Let me start with the HCL Amateur Photography Show. Entries are now being accepted. The entry deadline is Friday, September 28th, so you still have some time. But if you're in amateur photography and live in Hunterdon County, You're welcome to join us. The first 100 photographers will be accepted. So just pick out your favorite photo that you've taken in the past year. Just mount it on something so we can hang it on the wall. And then your work will be on display for the month of October at the Hunterdon County Library. And not only that, you could win a prize. We have cash awards for first place in the following categories: Hunterdon County Scene, Floral, Wildlife, Scenic Landscape, Abstract and Still Life, People and Human Interest, and Student, Jennifer. And Black and White. Did I say Black and White?
I don't think so.
And also, there'll be a cash prize for a Public's Choice Award. Library patrons will have the first 2 weeks of the month to vote for their favorites, and a special Public's Choice Award will be given as well. So if this sounds good to you, just go to hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form. Just print one out and fill it out and bring it in to us, or mail it in. Or you can stop by the Hunterdon County Library and fill one out and just drop it at the circulation desk.
You got another one today in the mail.
Yes, they're going to start rolling in now, Jennifer, when September comes. So once again, entry deadline Friday, September 28th, limited to the first 100 photographers, the ACL Amateur Photography Show, which has been happening annually at the Hunterdon County Library for the past two decades plus. And the other big event coming up in September, we did this for the first time last year. It was a runaway success. We're doing it again. It's the Manhattan Short Film Festival. You Be the Judge. Introducing the 9 finalists. This year, the Manhattan Film Short Festival received 1,565 entries from 73 countries, from which 9 finalists were selected. These 9 short films will screen more than 1,000 times in over 300 cities on 6 continents during the week of September 27th through October 7th. And don't worry, two of the screening venues are the Hunterdon County Library Headquarters and the North County Branch Library. The judges of these films are you, the audience. On entry to each venue, you will be handed a ballot card that allows you to vote for the best short film and actor at the conclusion of the program. Votes will be sent to Manhattan Short's headquarters, and the winner will be announced at the Manhattan Short on ManhattanShort.com on Monday, October 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The directors and the actors anxiously await your decision. So this is how it works. So the dates I'll give you in a second. So we'll be showing 9 films. They're all short films, so the total length of this program would be probably about an hour and a half, would be my guess, Jennifer. So the dates and times at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters, there's 2 showings, Thursday, September 27th at 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 6th at 2 p.m. And then at the North County Branch Library, we have 3 showings of the Manhattan Short Film Festival: Friday, September 28th at 2 p.m., Saturday, September 29th at 2 p.m., and Tuesday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. And then real quickly, here's the titles of the 9 short films. Baghead. Haunted by grief, a man. Should I read the description, Jennifer? Are you interested?
Sure.
Baghead. Haunted by grief, a man asks questions only the recently deceased can answer. That sounds interesting. The dead get their say in the hidden chamber of a mysterious pub. You may not like what you hear. Fire in Cardboard City, Jennifer. When Cardboard City catches fire, it's up to the energetic fire chief and his brave deputies to save its citizens from the flames. Home Shopper. In a loveless marriage, a woman seeking solace from a home shopping channel that proves to be her salvation, unless it was the problem all along. Her. To escape a marriage arranged by her extremely religious father, a young girl seizes the chance to run away and save more than herself, Jennifer. 2 strangers who meet 5 times. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. 2 strangers meet at key turning points over the course of their lives. The initial conflict gives way to compassion and eventual friendship. I'm going to predict that one's going to win. That sounds interesting. Someone. At the end of World War II, Red Army soldiers bent on brutal revenge for past atrocities attack a German city. Compassion comes from an unlikely source based on a true story. Chuchotage, Jennifer. During a professional conference in Prague, two interpreters in the Hungarian booth hilariously vie for the attention of one listener. That's interesting, too. Fav. Two boys playing in an abandoned surface mine take turns outdoing each other until the stakes are suddenly raised and it's no longer a game. Lacrimosa. A young woman finds her lost lover in a world of ever-changing surreal landscapes. But love, she discovers, is more complicated than she imagined. So those are the nine films. So we love to see you. For more information, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's all the information you need to know right on the homepage. The winner of I remember the winner last year, Jennifer, of the Manhattan Film Festival. It was, I can't remember the title, but the story was that the sun was going out and it takes 8 hours for the light, like the sun had burned out and it takes 8 hours for the light to reach the earth from the sun. So it burned out and this was the interim 8 hours, like where the earth is going to go dark. So it was based on this magician guy. So everybody's panicking, running around panicking. And he's getting all dressed in his magician's outfit. And then it's almost the time for the sun to go out. It's nighttime, I guess, now. Or no, it's daytime where he is. But he calls his son, who's out in some remote part of the world. She's some kind of explorer or something like that. He's with his girlfriend and... you get a brief sense that they never got along or whatever. There's some friction there, and they're talking. And he says he does this one final trick, and he says he's going to make the moon disappear because his son has no idea the sun is going out. And then on cue, the moon just vanishes from the sky.
Wow.
So it's interesting. So these films are all very clever like that. So did you watch them all last year, Jennifer?
No, I didn't get to see them all, no.
I highly recommend it. We might actually have... I'm trying to get a staff showing. See if people would be interested in coming over at lunchtime and see it.
But we are still showing our feature-length films.
Yes.
The next one coming up September 6th is going to be Murder on the Orient Express, the 2017 remake. Again, with an all-star cast, Kenneth Branagh, Daisy Ridley, Leslie Odom. Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz, Derek Jacobi. Is that Maggie Smith? Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, Judy Dench. And then on September 20th, we're going to be showing Goodbye, Christopher Robin, which is a nice companion to the Christopher Robin film that's out right now. In October, we will be showing The Mountain Between Us.
But it's different than the one that's out now.
It is.
Who's starring in this one?
Is
this the one with the guy from that was the time traveler in that movie? In Time or something like that? You see that movie, Jennifer?
In Time, no. You're not the time traveler's wife, right?
No, but the same actress that's in The Time Traveler's Wife is in this movie, too. I don't know why she typecast herself as wives of time travelers.
Well, he's not a time traveler.
No, not in Time Traveler's Wife. It's called In Time?
Oh, In Time? I don't know.
What are you looking at?
I thought you were talking about Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
No, what's the name of the lead actor?
In Goodbye, Christopher Robin?
No, Jennifer, in Jaws, of course.
Oh, it's Domhnall Gleeson. And then Kelly MacDonald is...
So then look up that actor and see if he's in a movie called In Time.
Oh, I see, okay.
And then what else he's in? I think he was in the new Star Wars, too. I think he was in The Force Awakens.
He was in Never Let Me Go, True Grit, let's get to some Brooklyn, Goodbye Christopher Robin, Star Wars Episode 9, Star Wars The Last Jedi, he's General Hux.
Yeah.
He was in Peter Rabbit, About Time, yes.
About Time.
Yes, indeed, he was.
Yeah, it might be a nice DVD alert for me. About Time, starring whatever that guy's name is, and the woman who plays the wife of a time traveler.
Rachel McAdams.
In every movie. Rachel McAdams.
Yes. All right, well, shall we go to our last commercial
yes.
break? And we'll try and recombobulate in the meantime.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch. Jim Gannot will be in 12 minutes, probably the longest 12 minutes of your life, but hang in there.
No, Jennifer. If you were sitting in a dentist chair listening to us, it'd be the 12 minutes. All right, we have a full slate of fall concerts. We were just talking about this one concert we might be booking this year. I'm pretty well know who I'm booking next winter already.
Do you really?
I already have a bunch. That Paul Bisacci wants to come back. Remember that really good piano player that has a thing? He wants to come back. A doo-wop group. We got the most famous folk singer in Scotland flying across the pond to perform for us.
Jim Malcolm.
Yep. What else? There was one of
Echo
del Sur has reformed and they'll be back. Jack McDade and Travis Wetzel.
You're almost done.
So I'm almost done.
Nice.
And that's a great lineup.
It is.
Okay, but the fall concert, before then, we have these are all written in stone, Jennifer. We have 2 concerts a month between September and December at the Hunterdon County Library. We also have more concerts at the North County Branch Library, as well as speakers at both locations. But I'm just going to concentrate on the 2 concerts per month at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters. Of course, these are all free and open to the public, and we want to thank the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission for a generous grant that helps us provide these concerts to the residents of Hunterdon County and others. We don't have to be a resident of Hunterdon County to see these shows, Jennifer.
No, and you can now sign up online easily.
Yes,
you go to our
point.
Website, hclibrary.us.
We have a new events calendar.
You can just click on the events calendar and you sign up right there.
Yep, very easy to do. Okay, in September, we kick it all off on Wednesday, September 12th. All of these concerts start at 7 p.m. I'm only going to mention that once, 7 p.m. On Wednesday, September 12th, a Simon and Garfunkel tribute with Cuckoo Cachoo, where if you've been around Hunterdon County Library or Hunterdon County this summer, I'm sure you've heard them somewhere. They've been everywhere, Jennifer, at the Kawarna Tomato Fence, the car show, the filling station, everywhere. So Cuckoo Cachoo, that's Ed Jankowicz and Thomas Johnston. They're very good. And then we welcome jazz vocalist. This is a first for us at the Hunterdon County Library. She's performed at the North County Branch Library. Jazz vocalist Rhonda Dene from Soul to Blues. She's an incredible vocalist, Jennifer. This is Wednesday, September 26th. Then moving on to October, A Love Affair with the Movies with Francine and Joel. They'll be singing some of the biggest movie Oscar-winning songs, I'm assuming, from the movies. Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. That's pretty loud, Jennifer. What are you trying to do?
I was looking at the... What
are you playing?
I was looking at the Cuckoo Cachoo website to
okay.
see where they were playing.
Well, hold on over there. Easy. Then Wednesday, October 24th, we'll have a concert of old-time music with the Long Hill String Band, Jennifer. So that's going to be folk and bluegrass, et cetera, et cetera. Moving on to November, Matches Wind. And the Healing Power of Music will be Wednesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. And then Jazz and Swing with the big band Groovin' Easy.
I still don't like that name.
Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. And then finally, December, a couple of our old favorites. A jazz holiday with the Eric Mattel Quartet. That'll be Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. And then we wrap it all up in December with the Hunterdon Harmonizers annual holiday show. Wednesday, December 12th. At 7 p.m. And not to be left out, we also have three afternoon concerts featuring Fred Miller, his Lectures in Song series this year. These range from October to December, and there's a concert each month at both the North County Branch Library and the Hunterdon County Library. In October, the topic is Cantari, the Italian presence in American popular song. In November, he'll be paying tribute to Cole Porter, the ultimate sophisticate of American popular song. And then in December, of course, his annual Christmas favorite, An American Christmas. It's an annual tradition to sing in the holidays. So Fred Miller, three more concerts. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are who brings Fred Miller. A generous donation from them. It's how we can bring you Fred Miller every year for the past 20 years almost, Jennifer. So for dates and times or just to print out a flyer so you can remember, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on upcoming programs on the bottom right corner of the webpage. And all of the flyers for all of the programs that Jennifer and I talk about will be at your fingertips. And we have a lot more. Jennifer, any speakers you're excited about coming in September?
I am, and I was also going to say the North County Branch Library has a concert on the 13th of September. It's a Neil Diamond tribute band. A tribute, I guess, solo act. He's not really a band. Robert MacArthur. Yes, we have at Headquarters Library, we have Tai Chi that same night, September 13th at 7 p.m. with Gang Wang. He's going to do a talk and a demonstration and show you some moves, so definitely wear comfortable clothing. Saturday afternoon, September 15th at 2 p.m., Lori Walmark is going to demonstrate some basic coding for adults. Why should kids have all the fun? And this way you know what your kids
coding
are up to.
Coding isn't fun. Is it?
I don't think so. But
the way I used to have to do it wasn't fun. I don't do it anymore. We have an IT department, Jennifer.
September 18th, Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we're going to welcome back our armchair art historian, Michael Norris. He's going to talk about the grandeur that was Rome in New Jersey, meet the ancient Romans through the art of our region, including works at the Montclair Art Museum, the Newark Museum, the Princeton University Museum, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And then we have another Saturday afternoon program, the 29th, with Terry Antonowitz. Signature analysis for fun. Bring your favorite writing instruments and some samples of unlined paper. Oops.
Would he really, like, say, I'm assuming he's going to have everybody that attends.
It's a her.
Her. Okay. Sign their name.
Correct.
Is she really going to go, if she sees something bad in the signature, go, you know what? You're a serial killer.
I don't know. Wouldn't that be?
She wouldn't do that, Jennifer.
I don't think so. But she's a calligrapher with more than 45 years experience. She has done analysis on historical documents. She's been
hysterical documents?
Historical. She has been a police expert for handwriting analysis. So that I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We got a great fall coming up. We haven't even mentioned the gingerbread competition yet, as well as the photo show. There's so much going on at the Hunterdon County Library. It never ends, Jennifer.
It never ends.
We should take a little break in the summer. Not anymore.
Nope. And just a reminder, the libraries will be closed this coming Monday for Labor Day.
Yes, enjoy your Labor Day. Don't sit at home hoping a pipe doesn't burst. Go
All right.
Do something fun.
That's enough, Jim Thatch. And also, we're going to be gearing up for our South County move back up to East Amwell after Labor Day with a target date of November 1st. We will be leaving our West Amwell spot where we have been for the last 6 years. So watch our website.
Yes, big news there, too.
For more details. So Jim is playing with his phone, so I'm guessing it's time for us to go. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In October of 2016, Senator John McCain had these words of tribute to his friend and former senator and outgoing VP at the time, Joe Biden.
On behalf of the country and the Senate, thank you for your lifetime service to America. Thank you for your example of how to represent your constituents with honor and humility. And proud to remain the same good guy that you were when you first got here.
Now, shortly at a North Phoenix, Arizona church, it will be Joe Biden who will be delivering a eulogy at a memorial service for John McCain, who passed away on Saturday. The nation's unemployment lines a little bit longer last week than the week before. 213,000 Americans filing first-time claims, about 3,000 more than the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
The transition from a busy summer break to school year, it can be so stressful. We should start on tips to make it easier.
It's not too late to plan a quick family getaway. It's probably not something you're thinking of right now. Everyone's in a rush to get ready for school. But, you know, vacationing together, it's a great way to de-stress. It's a great way to build family bonds. You don't have to spend a lot of money. I love Booking.com because you have access to 160 million verified online reviews from people who actually use the site.
Snacks and things, important for not just trips, but also for the lunch boxes. Do you have any good ideas for that parents can prepare to kind of keep them full and healthy ones at that to keep the energy level up?
I like to keep in my pantry Nature Valley biscuit sandwiches because they have 100% whole grains. They have a peanut butter, they have peanut butter as well, but they have an almond butter filling, and it's really tasty. That's a great protein source. You can get more information at betterstuffforlife.com.
The Archbishop, who says Pope Francis should resign, claims corruption reaches to the highest levels of the Catholic Church. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano saying he can compare church cover-ups of sexually abusive leaders to what he called the conspiracy of silence in the mafia. The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe people should be judged based on their ability and character, regardless of race. But it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily